greatest name in cereals presents...
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, neighbors! Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of A Long Shadow. Buckaroos, if you've thrilled to 3D movies, you know why I'm so all-fired excited telling you that Kellogg's new cutout masks are in real-life 3D. That's right, full three-dimension. These colorful masks actually curve to fit your face. And listen to this, they're all free, absolutely free, right on the backs of Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Rice Krispies packages. I'll be back in a little bit to give you more information about these exciting new 3D masks. So keep listening. The honest men of the early West made their living by raising cattle and shipping them to the markets of the East. The dishonest men lived by robbery and rustling. Standing against those who lived outside the law were two of the most famous lawmen ever to ride the trail of justice, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big faithful deputy, Jingles. It was 10-year-old Tommy Brown who called for the best Wild Bill and Jingles had to offer in a fight against one vicious criminal who cast a long shadow.
You might as well give up, Jingles. We're going to have to swim this river sooner or later.
I ain't going to do it. I got on new boots and I'm not about to get them wet.
You can take them off and tie them around your neck.
No, sir. That river's too deep to ford and the current's too strong. I'd get wet any way you figure.
You're getting as stubborn as Joker, Porter.
I don't care. I ain't going to get wet, and that is that. We can just keep riding till we come to a place shallow enough to ford across.
Yeah, and we might just wind up in Montana.
Wait, maybe not. Look up ahead.
A bridge?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, up there, Buckshot.
Pick up your feet, Joker. We're going to walk across this river high and dry at last.
Don't be too sure about that. This bridge looks like it might give a little with all your weight.
Now, don't go blaming anything on my weight, Bill Hickok. You ain't no babe in arms, you know.
All right, partner, just ride easy.
Hey, Bill, look. Look over there. Some little old kid's tied a string across the bridge at the other end.
How do you know it was a kid?
Well, now, who else would do it? Ride right on through and break it, Joker. I want off this rickety contraption.
Hey, what's going on? Well, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker. Whoa, now, doggone it, who set up that trap? Whoa, Joker. Somebody's playing tricks on us.
Well, now, you two strangers wouldn't be trying to get across my bridge without paying the toll, would you?
Toll? What are you talking about?
Toll, said mister. It'll cost you one cartwheel for each man and horse.
A dollar apiece? Bill, this Jasper's a bandit.
Hold it, partner, hold it. I guess it's his bridge.
It ain't worth a buck to cross that mess of rotten boards.
Better than swimming, Lark Barrel. Besides, you done crossed it, so cough up a cartwheel and be on your way.
I ain't gonna do it. I'll go back and swim across the river.
That way, you'll be crossing the bridge twice, and you'll owe me $2 and get wet besides.
Looks like we can't win, Jingles. Here you are, mister.
Just call me Cartwheel. Heard you call your partner Jingles. Could you be Wild Bill Hickok, the U.S. Marshal?
Yeah, he just could be, and I'm his deputy.
Well, now, reckon that means there's trouble in these parts, so I ain't heard none. You looking for it?
No, but if it's here, we'll find it.
Never mind, Jingles.
Ain't looking for nothing special then, are you?
Now, maybe we are, and maybe we ain't. Now, what makes you so doggone curious, Cartwheel?
Jingles, let it go.
Well, I still think this Jasper's a bandit.
Hey, Cartwheel! Come on, Paul, see you later.
Reckon he'll have to, Tommy. You done crossed it. Did you find them calves you was hunting for?
No. My pa thinks they're stole by rustlers.
Now, that's a low-code idea.
Rustlers? Bill, did you hear that?
Don't pay no attention to him. Go on, kid. Hit for home. Tell your pa he's got feathers in his head. Go on, beat it.
Hold on, dummy. What gave your dad the idea about rustlers?
Oh, I ain't saying, because pa told me not to talk to strangers.
Oh, it's all right, little button. You're talking to Wild Bill Hickok.
Don't listen to the kid, gents. You're just making it up.
I ain't neither. Gee whiz, Wild Bill. Would you help Pa and me? We got big trouble.
Sure, son. We'll help if you need it.
Reckon Pa better tell you about it. If you could come to our ranch, could you?
You're just wasting your time, Marshal.
That's enough out of you, Cartwheel. Now close your trap and keep it that way.
Where do you live, Tommy?
3 miles down the road. Second turn off to your right, Wild Bill.
Hmm. Well, Tommy, you go ahead and tell your dad we'll get back to see him early this afternoon.
Oh, I sure will. I'll go lickety-cut right now.
Ah, that little button is sure going to have a big surprise for his pa when he gets home.
Yeah, partner. When we get back, his dad may have a big surprise for us.
Huh? Now, Bill Hickok, when you talk like that, you make the hair stand up on the back of my neck. Because I know you're expecting a 2-ton mess of trouble.
Hey, wait a minute. Where'd that fella Cartwheel get to?
Huh? Hey, he's gone. Sneaked off like the lizard he is. Doggone it. I don't like the looks of this one little bit.
Yippee! 3D! 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 That's right. Kellogg's new cutout masks are in real-life 3D. You'll find them right on the backs of Kellogg's Rice Krispies and Kellogg's Corn Flakes packages. Three-dimension masks that actually curve to fit your face. And they're all free, absolutely free. Don't cost you a cent extra. Golly, there's Patch Eye the Pirate, Punkin' Puss, Cuckoo the Clown, Smokey the Fire Prevention Bear, and lots of others. You'll find 8 lifelike cutout masks on backs of Kellogg's Corn Flakes of large size Rice Krispies boxes. All 12 3D masks are in full color. You'll have a barrel of fun wearing them for Halloween and trick-or-treats or any time you want to have fun and fool your friends. And say, you'll want to get the clever makeup sets on small-size Rice Krispies boxes, too. They're free, just like the 3D masks, and loads of fun to cut out and wear. So why not ask Mom for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the only talking cereal in the whole wide world, and Kellogg's Corn Flakes, everybody's favorite cereal. Then right on the backs of special packages, you'll find your free 3D cutout masks. Get all your favorite 3D cutout masks real soon. Before Wild Bill and Jingles rode out to the Brown Ranch to see Tommy's father, the scheming Cartwheel had a chance and a reason to make a ride he'd been wanting to make for a long time.
Reckon Cobb Talon's going to be terrible surprised to see old Cartwheel come riding up to his hideout. Yeah, I reckon he'll be more surprised to hear what I got to tell him. Going to be worth $15 to him to hear it. Maybe more. Hold your fire, Cobb Talon. It's old Cartwheel come to talk a spell. I got news if you're willing to pay for it.
You come to talk for money, eh? How much?
$15. Maybe $20?
You're trying to blackmail me.
Strikes me a rustler ain't got much call to talk about blackmail.
Boy, you mangy coyote, I ought to kill you on the spot.
Be your mistake. You ain't heard me out yet.
All right. Here's your $15. It had better be worth it.
Reckon it is. Wild Bill Hickok crossed my bridge this morning.
Hickok?
That's right. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok. Him and his big deputy Jingles.
They don't know about me, do they?
No, not yet. But by the time they get back from town to talk to Tommy Brown's pa, your trail's gonna warm up.
They saw the kid?
Yep.
They seen his pa yet?
Nope. That give you any ideas, Talon?
It sure does. I'm gonna head off that nosy marshal and his deputy before they get to Brown's. And if Hickok don't fall for a little trick I'm hatching, he's gonna fall from a bad case of lead poisoning.
Bill, that must be the turnoff to Brown's Ranch up there by that clump of scrub oak trees.
Figure's about right, Jingles. Tommy said second turnoff this way from the bridge. Come on, Buckshot, turn up through these trees here.
Now stay out of them wagon ruts, Joker, or you'll jar my gizzard loose. Bill!
Hold it right there, gents.
Watch him, Jingles.
I don't cotton to strangers coming on my ranch. So you can turn them cayuses around and head on down the road.
Now, doggone it, we was just coming
Hold
to...
it, Jingles. Your name Brown, mister?
This is the Brown Ranch, ain't it?
Well, my name's Hickok. I'm U.S. Marshal for this territory, and this is my deputy, Jingles.
Well, what am I supposed to do, stand on my head or something?
We ran into your boy, little Tommy Brown, down at the bridge. Said you were having trouble and asked us to come to see you.
That kid's always getting into something. Got an imagination bigger than $700.
Bill, maybe Cartwheel was right about the buttons making up that story about the rustlers.
Sure he was. The kid does it all the time. I ain't got no need for lawmen around here, so you're wasting your time, Hickok.
All right, mister. Sorry we butted in. Come on, Jingles. Get around there, Buckshot.
How do you reckon a Gila monster like him could be father to a nice little boy like Tommy?
Guess we better head back for Santa Fe, partner.
We can't do that any too soon to suit me. I don't like this section of the country, and I don't like the people in it. Pick 'em up, Joker.
We can cross Cartwheel's Bridge again and camp on the other side of the river tonight. Get an early start in the Hold it, Jingles.
What?
Hold it. Oh, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker, ho. Now, what hit you, Bill?
Something you said a minute ago.
Oh, well, now, don't pay any attention to what I say. Just keep on riding. What'd I say, huh, Bill? What'd I say?
You asked me how a Gila monster like that could be father to a nice kid like Tommy.
Yeah, but you didn't give me no answer.
Maybe we can dig up an answer for you. Get around there, Buckshot. We're heading back.
Oh, something tells me this ain't gonna lead to no good. Wonder why I don't learn to keep my big old mouth shut.
If you did that, partner, we'd miss out on a lot of good ideas.
Yeah, but you ain't told me what this one is yet.
Maybe I can show you quicker than I can tell you. Look at that rider fogging over the hill.
Hey, that's Tommy's pa. But he's riding away from the ranch.
He sure is, and there's part of your answer.
It is?
Sure is. Now we're going to find out some more of it.
Where?
From Tommy. There he is up in the pasture. Head up that way, Buckshot. Go, boy.
Pick up your feet, Joker, or I ain't gonna be around to hear this answer Bill's talking about.
Hey, Tommy, pull in your horse.
He's afraid of losing those two calves he's driving, Bill.
I don't blame him. Look how fat they are.
Yeah. Let him go, Tommy. We'll help you round them up later.
Okay. Howdy, Wild Bill. Hi, Jingles. Did you go up to the house and talk to my pa?
Oh, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker. No, Tommy, we didn't get as far as the house.
What does your dad look like, Tommy?
Yeah, is he about as tall as two rain barrels with a face of a gopher and hair like a porcupine?
Oh, no, Jingles. Paul's about a barrel and a half high and wound tight. He's got a grin on his face and red hair.
There you are, Jingles.
Yeah, but where?
It's a cinch the Jasper that stopped us down by the road was not Tommy's dad.
Then who is he?
One thing at a time, partner.
He still ain't met Tommy's pa.
Well, I can fix that, Jingles. Help me round up these two calves and we'll go up to the house.
Good idea, Tommy. Let's get them. Get up there, Buckshot.
This won't take long. Go, Joker. All right, you maverick. Head for home. Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey. Look out, Jingles.
Yeah, Bill. Here comes that galoot with a rifle and he's after our hides for sure.
Wranglers, those three gunshots are just to remind you that Kellogg's new cutout masks are in 3D. That's right, lifelike three-dimension. These are the brand new cutout masks that actually curve to fit your face. And get this, they're all free. Don't cost you a cent extra. You'll find 8 different 3D masks on backs of Kellogg's Corn Flakes packages, 1 to a package, 4 more 3D masks on backs of large-size Rice Krispies boxes. Golly cowpokes, there's Patch Eye the Pirate, Cuckoo the Clown, Smokey the Fire Prevention Bear, and lots of others. You'll have fun wearing these colorful 3D masks when you go out to trick-or-treats and Halloween, or any time you want to disguise yourself and fool your friends. And say, you'll really go for the clever makeup sets on backs of small-sized Kellogg's Rice Krispies packages, too. They're a barrel of fun to cut out and wear, and these makeup sets are absolutely free, just like the 3D masks. So why not ask Mom right after the show for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the only talking cereal in the whole wide world, and Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that tastes best to more people. Just as Wild Bill and Jingles started to help Tommy Brown round up his two calves and head for home, a rider came thundering toward them with his rifle blazing. Jingles was quick to return the fire.
No, Jingles, don't shoot! That's Pa!
Hold it, Jingles!
Pa! Stop shooting!
Get out of the way, Tommy! I'll get him!
Kill!
No, Pa, don't shoot! It's Wild Bill, Hickok, and Jingles!
Wild Bill and Jingles?
Yeah, it's about time you heard him.
Yeah, Pa, they came to see you like I said they would.
Well, now, gents, I'm right glad to meet you. Sorry about the shooting, but I got reasons to blast anybody chasing my calves.
That's all right, Mr. Brown. Well, Tommy told us you had some trouble.
Yeah, seeing these two calves is all the cattle in sight. Reckon the rustlers must have cleaned you out for fair.
They did, Jingles. Stole 25 calves and my big prize bull.
Is that all?
It's more than you might think.
Tell him your secret, Pa.
Secret? Well, you got a secret, Mr. Brown?
Take a look at those two calves and you'll have it. See how fat they are?
Yeah, I said they look mighty fat.
They'll be fatter than that for their size when they get their growth. All good, solid meat.
Then they'll be twice the weight of ordinary range cattle.
That's right, Hickok, and that's my secret. I developed the breed.
Then, Bill, holy hot toads, why, those 25 calves are worth just about any price a man would want to ask for them.
That's right, Jingles. When did you lose them, Mr. Brown?
4 nights ago, Marshal.
Then they can't be too far away.
They can be 4 days away, Bill Hickok, and that's a long head start, even when you know the trail, which we don't.
I might know somebody who does, partner.
What do you mean, Wild Bill?
Just a hunch, Mr. Brown, but I'm going to play it.
Can I go with you, Wild Bill?
No, Tommy. Sometimes Jingles and I work better alone. You stay here with your dad and guard these two calves.
Yeah, if we find anything, we'll be back pronto, Tommy. Which way we heading, Bill?
To the bridge. I want to have a talk with Cartwheel, and there's no time to lose. Hi, Buckshot. Move out!
Coming to the bridge, Bill, but I don't see Cartwheel anyplace around.
We'll find him. Oh, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker Fool. Come to think of it, there's no house or cabin around here. He must live in a gopher hole.
He sure looks like he does. You better give him a yell.
Yeah. Hey, Cartwheel! Come on out, you money grabber! Cartwheel! Must be asleep.
You'd have to go some to sleep through that hog calling you just gave him.
Well, he ain't showing up. Wait a minute, Bill. I know how to get him.
How?
Stand, Joker Hoo. Now, I see he's got his string rigged up across this bridge again. So I'll just take my little old Bowie knife like this. And I'll cut his little old string like this. And pretty soon you'll hear him come stumbling out on the road like this.
Now, Dad, Bernard, who's trying to sneak across the bridge at this time of the... Oh, howdy, Mr. Hickok. Jingles.
What did I tell you, Bill?
Good work, Jingles. Howdy, Cartwheel. Thought we'd cross your bridge again and head back for Santa Fe.
Well, now, couldn't find no trouble around here, eh, Marshal?
Oh, we found...
Jingles.
Cartwheel, this here section of the countryside is right peaceful.
Yep, so we're heading back home. Here's your $2.
Well, now, thank you, Marshal. You get around to see Tommy Brown's paw like he asked you to?
Yep, right nice fella, too. Well, come on, Jingles, gotta be moving along.
Right with you, Bill. Sure will be good to get back home to Santa Fe. Well, so long, Cartwheel.
Get along, Buckshot.
Oh, Dad, burn it, that don't tell me nothing. I'll just wait till they get out of sight and then take me a ride up to Cobb Tellin's hideout. I'm right curious about how a Jasper like him could outsmart Wild Bill Hickok.
still got his trail, Bill?
Yeah, Jingles. It's plain he doesn't know he's being followed either.
Cartwheel sure didn't let grass grow under his feet before he headed for wherever he's going, did he?
Nope.
Reckon he's going to lead us to the rustlers?
I'm still hoping he will.
We're sure going to look silly if he's just riding up here in the hills to visit a sick friend.
Hold it, partner. Whoa, Joker.
What do you see?
That's Cartwheel's sick friend. You recognize him?
I sure do. That's the Gila monster that was trying to make us think he was Tommy's pa.
Now look up behind him, over there to the left.
Well, I'll be doggone, a corral full of fat calves.
That's our man, partner. Let's get him. Hiya, Butcher, hiya!
All right, you rustling varmints, reach up and grab a double handful of sky and hang on.
Looks like they want to fight, Jingles.
Then they're going to get it.
Right down the throat.
Right with you, Bill.
All right, rustler, your time's run out.
Look out, he's getting away.
Take your cartwheel, Jingles. I'll get the big one.
It'll be a pleasure. I figure he's at the bottom of your trouble.
I give up. Don't shoot no more. I didn't have nothing to do.
Pull out, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker. All right, Cartwheel, stand right there.
And I'm taking you back to jail, Rustler.
You're taking nothing, Hickok, but this
thing. Now you're talking my language, mister.
I'm gonna grind you up for hog feed, lawman.
I've heard that brag before, Rustler. Now you're through.
Bill, that one sounded like you meant it.
I did, partner.
Ain't nobody ever knocked Cobb Talon down like that before.
Yeah, you sniveling weasel. And if you hadn't led these two tin badges up here, it wouldn't have happened.
That's where you're wrong, Talon. There's always more than one way for the law to catch up with men like you.
Yeah, and you too, Cartwheel.
All right, Jingles, tie them up. We're going to take them to jail.
Oh, no, Bill. Tied up, they wouldn't be no help to us in driving that big bull and them calves back to Tommy and his paw. And that's going to be the next to the last thing I do before I lock them up.
What's the last thing, partner?
I'm going back down to Cartwheel's bridge and cut that string once more, Bill. It's going to be a lot of fun to hear all the fireworks without having to pay for them.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok. Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That was our Wild Bill Hickok adventure for today, folks. Andy, what about our next?
Well, Guy, Monday, Bill and Jingles find danger and excitement in the ruins of Black Canyon.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Partners, they say variety is the spice of life, and you know that's especially true at breakfast. So why not ask Mom to rope you a Kellogg's Variety Pack? You can't miss with this pack. It gives you 10 generous individual boxes of your favorites. There's that Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the flakes that taste best to more people, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, new pre-sweetened favorites, and several others. So when you're looking for variety, ask Mom for Variety Pack, Kellogg's Variety Pack. Greatest Name in Cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Dick Beals, Ken Christie, and Joe Duvall. Our director is Paul Pierce, story written by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!